Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with NCBA President Kevin Kester. Back with Kevin in just a moment.
W.D. Bentley introduced Cooperative Extension in Oklahoma. Now 100 years later, a variety that carries his namesake offers tremendous resilience to grazing, drought, spring freezes, and soil acidity. Bentley posted 7 years of top-tier yield performance in university trials and offers award-winning commercial baking quality. Bentley also provides a unique blend of genetics from Texas and from Kansas Overlay variety with OSU's true graze and grain breeding stamped in. Log on to okgenetics.com to learn more. That's okgenetics.com.
The reasons for quitting tobacco are really adding up. If higher cigarette taxes have you thinking about quitting, multiply your chances of success with free help. The Oklahoma Tobacco Helpline offers free services designed to help you quit your own way. When you're ready to subtract tobacco from your life, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW or visit okhelpline.com. If you have sooner care, talk with your doctor about your quitting benefits. The Helpline is brought to you by TSET and Sooner Care.
Talking now with Kevin Kester, who's the president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Kevin, let's talk about several things going on right now impacting the cattle industry. Maybe right off the bat, we've got new regs being proposed by the Trump administration regarding the ESA, the Endangered Species Act. That sounds like something that could be positive for cattle producers.
Very well could be. National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Ron, has been working behind the scenes for many, many months now on the modernization and introduction of legislation to modernize the Endangered Species Act. It's woefully behind for more than 20 years of no action to bring it up to speed. So we're very strongly behind the efforts of the Senate, Senator Barrasso, as well as the administration to get this thing over the finish line sometime here in the future.
Sounds like maybe adding almost a little bit of a common sense component to some of these regulations that have been kind of very onerous to a lot of different parts of the country.
Absolutely. And so you're going to see a lot of pushback from radical environmental organizations saying how it's going to destroy the environmental act and how it's going to just gut it. And that's, nothing could be farther from the truth. We're just asking for some common sense items to modernize it and make it workable and get some of these listings off the endangered list that deserve to be off. And we've worked really hard to get them off. Mm-hmm. And so let states have more local control on making those decisions and simple stuff like that. So I hope people are not fooled by the rhetoric that comes out of some active radical environmental groups that are saying differently.
Our part of the world, we have the lesser prairie chicken, and been a pretty good success story of the private-public relationship of trying to restore the population. We've had some success, including numbers that are just out that have actually shown more of the lesser prairie chickens around than ever before.
Absolutely. That's a success story. We have some sage-grouse species, same thing, farther west. And we've also got species in California where I'm from where we've done very good work over many years to raise the numbers up and make the thresholds to where it's obvious from a common sense standpoint like we're talking about where they should be removed off because they're not endangered or threatened anymore. So we just need to start getting some of those things done.
Speaking of all the regulations going on right now, I know that NCBA was one of the groups that expressed regrets that EPA Administrator Mr. Pruitt did step down. But I know you're hopeful that the stuff that he's kind of established on moving forward with WOTUS will get carried through.
Right. We were sorry to see Administrator Scott Pruitt have to step down from U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. However, Acting Administrator Wheeler, we think is going to do a great job, and we want to continue working with U.S. EPA to make sure that we keep working on things like Water of the United States. We're not finished yet with that to get those definitions revised and into law, regulatory law. So we're going to keep working with EPA to make sure that the things that Administrator Pruitt started, we finish them out.
California rancher and president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, Kevin Kester. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, it's Superior Livestock's Video Royale 26 coming the 30th of July and the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd of August next week. On Monday, July 30th, it'll be live from Fort Worth on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com, 8 a.m. Central Time. Then Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, live from Winnemucca, Nevada at 9 a.m. Central Time. 158,000 head of cattle to be sold during the week. For more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Previous Beef Buzz shows up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Check it out. Have a good day. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.